On the morning of January 28th, Hendersonville police arrested Roman Ruiz Perez on charges of driving with a revoked license and reckless driving. He was on his way to his restaurant job 4 miles from home. His wife, Andrea Santos Lopez, woke up feeling nauseous and having stomach pain, which she says had her husband running late that morning, making breakfast and taking care of their 2-year-old daughter, Luisa.
Porque no quiso llegar tarde al trabajo.
He didn't want to be late for work. That's why he was speeding.
5 minutes after he left the house, Santos Lopez says she received a phone call from his brother-in-law, who was in the car when Ruiz Perez was pulled over. That's how she found out her husband had been arrested for speeding.
I didn't know what to do because I don't know anyone here. I don't know this country. I felt so alone.
The police report says he was going 58 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone near Laurel Park. Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin says he should have been more cautious.
We have a lot of Latino folks and a lot that are undocumented in this county. And that's not something that we focus on. We have absolutely no reason to have any kind of negative interaction with these folks until they commit a crime where there's probable cause to detain them.
Sheriff Griffin's department participates in a voluntary agreement with Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement called 287G. It allows for officers in the county jail to work with ICE agents to remove an inmate suspected to be in the country illegally. Sheriff Griffin says ICE picked up Ruiz Perez from the county jail less than 2 days later.
Look, the easiest way to keep us from looking into someone's background is don't go to jail, okay? Don't do anything to draw attention to yourself.
The sheriff says Ruiz Perez had already been previously deported. ICE did not comply with BPR's continued request seeking documentation. Meantime, Santos Lopez and their daughter came to the U.S. just 4 months ago to be reunited with her husband, but now he's back in Mexico, and Santos Lopez faces a difficult choice. 5 days after Ruiz Perez was arrested, Santos Lopez says her stomach pain continued. She took a pregnancy test.
That's why I felt sick. I was nauseous because of the pregnancy. But when I worry about my husband, I also feel sick again, for that reason.
She's now 3 months pregnant. She can't drive, and she doesn't have a source of income. Spanish is her second language. She and Ruiz Perez are from San Juan Chamula. It's a small town in the state of Chiapas where the indigenous Tzotzil language is the dominant one spoken. On Monday, ICE officials dropped off Roman Ruiz Perez in the border town of Reynosa. He tells BPR he's in a migrant shelter about 1,000 miles away from his hometown in Chiapas. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.